This is what it's all about. Sun, surf and sand. Mm-hmm. The Salty Souls Kids Company. She's 10 years young. Audrey Green joins us now. This is insane. You are a fashion designer at your age.
Yes, it is pretty exciting.
That's great.
This is wonderful. So tell us a little bit about Salty Souls Kids Co. So it's catering to mini souls with giant hearts, you say?
Yes, so as part of my mission, we aim to provide inspiration for kids to connect with the sun, surf and sand through my fashion brand that gives.
That's so good.
So it gives. Now, how do you give back with your fashion brand?
So I'm giving 30% of the profits after costs from my business to four charity partners that involve both children and the ocean.
Wow!
And do you surf yourself as well?
Yes, I do enjoy some surfing.
Where do you go surfing at? Around Tassie?
Well, I reckon that Dad's petrol bill goes up every month with my surfing, but we go down to Falmouth near the East Coast.
Oh, Falmouth is incredible. Do you go to Shell Beach?
Yeah, it is pretty nice down there.
Honestly.
Your nickname was Foulmouth, wasn't it, in school?
But pay no attention
to him. No, it is an awesome beach down there, and there's never anyone on that beach either.
No, that's what me and Dad like about it, because we can use up the whole beach in one day. Yeah.
Amazing. So how long have you been surfing for?
Well, it only really started 2 years ago in summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So who are some of the charities that you're supporting?
So Surfrider Foundation Australia, which is committed to basically just protecting Australia's waves, beaches and coastlines. And then I've got Ocean Minds Australia, which is dedicated to changing lives through surfing. And then I've got the Surf Life Saving Club Bishano, which is, well, you probably know about that. They just do fun water activities in the summer, all that kind of stuff. And then we've also got Coast Rider Surf Academy.
Okay.
So, yeah, with Coast Rider, it accesses children to surf lessons and stuff like that.
Yes.
So have you done a few lessons in your time as well?
Yes, well, actually my coach runs that business, so I sometimes, whenever we're down in Hobart, we go for a surf with Jono.
Oh, nice. And I bet your parents are pretty proud of you. Natasha's just there in the corner. And your dad as well, who's an avid surfer.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, he doesn't surf.
Just drives you around.
Just drives you to the surf and then just sits in the car, I guess.
Although he does have a surfboard. He has tried it, but he's never really got to the edge of standing up.
Oh, right. So you can stand up, though?
Yes.
Oh, I love that when kids can outdo their parents.
Mm,
so with your fashion, how can we go and find out a little bit more about Salty Souls Kids Co?
You can jump on board and go into Facebook or Instagram and you just search in Salty Souls Kids Co.
Amazing. I can't wait to see some of your fashion ideas. Where do you draw inspiration from?
Well, I just like drawing and arts and all the performing arts. So when this business kind of got together, I was more than happy to just draw away and like just design little stuff.
Like, that's incredible.
Who does your sewing?
We've got a school teacher called Megan Fecky.
Oh, yeah.
And she has her own fashion business as well, and called Megan Rose Fashion.
Okay.
And she's helped me sew some of my recycled paper neck tags and my cotton woven labels on my apparel.
Good on you.
This is launching on Sunday.
I know.
A 10-year-old is launching a company like an entrepreneur.
And what are we doing? I don't know what I was doing at 10.
I wasn't even toilet trained, I don't think.
I'm not even telling you how old I am, but I'm still putting my car in neutral and pushing the clutch in to get downhill so I can save petrol.
Well, saltysoulskidsco.com.au. What are you doing for the launch as well, Audrey?
So we'll have a runway fashion. I've got 10 of my friends modelling for me on Sunday night. And I've also just got a little pop-up store for any pre-purchases. I guess it's also about just spreading the word around and getting more people to know what I'm trying to do.
Awesome. I think everyone will know now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm pretty sure I was still making mud patties sitting in the gutter of our house.
Yeah, that was last week. But let's not talk about your life.
Okay.
It's all about Audrey.
It is all about Audrey. Incredible. We are just astounded by you, young lady, and we cannot wait to see what happens with you in the future. You have two massive supporters in Dan and myself.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. You should be so proud.
Oh, yes, I am pretty proud. Dad said that I should give him some free socks, considering that he can't stand up on the board and I can.